It's time for another Yoga Nidra practice. If you are tuning in to this live offering, we are here on February 14th, which some might be celebrating Valentine's Day. Some might not even know it's Valentine's Day. Some might have a disempowering context around that. So we're going to be here in the space, whatever moment you're in. This is really going to be about self-love. So I always like to notice if you're not here live, especially if you're just kind of, you know, bebopping around the library to see what you feel. You stumbled upon this one because today you are seeking some self-love, self-acceptance, knowing your unconditional value and your worthiness. That's what this Yoga Nidra is going to be focusing on. Reminder, if Yoga Nidra is new to anyone, what we're doing here is we are getting you into the alpha state. The alpha state is the state right before sleep. If you fall asleep, it's a-okay. Nothing's going to happen. You're just not going to receive the Yoga Nidra quite the same. So if you can stay awake, that would be ideal. This particular one isn't meant for sleep, although you will experience deep rest. A 30-minute Yoga Nidra is the equivalent of 3 hours of rest. And y'all, you may or may not know this, but part of the reason why I gravitate towards things like a Yoga Nidra and restorative yoga and all these things is it really helps the system let go of stress and tension, and we get to rest. This is really, really juicy too for neural pathways. So we are going to get cozied up. And as I mentioned, this Yoga Nidra meditation will support you in cultivating self-love, unconditional self-acceptance, worthiness, and value. And so just notice if there is anything that you require to be as comfortable as you possibly can be that you don't already have. And if you're on the playback, the beauty of that is you can pause it and you can get whatever you need. Choose your position for Yoga Nidra. Because this Yoga Nidra meditation for self-love is not necessarily for sleep. You may wish to take a sitting position on a meditation cushion, kneeling, or sitting on a chair. However, like other nidras, you may prefer to lie down on your back, on your side, or rest in your favorite chair. Let go of any ideas of how you believe this self-love meditation should be. Each time you practice this meditation, your experience will be different. Sometimes you may fall asleep. Sometimes you may feel energized. Sometimes you may feel relaxed. Sometimes you may feel agitated. There is no right or wrong. No better, best. Remember to attend to your comfort. Adjust your position if you are uncomfortable. Distraction is a normal part of meditation. When you are distracted, let it simply be a reminder to come back to the meditation practice. If at any point the meditation becomes too uncomfortable, remember you can stop the practice and come back to it another time. Let my words wash over you. Don't worry if you miss any of them. And if you're not resonating with these chosen words, be with the wisdom of your own experience. Perfectionism is a metaphorical hunger for approval, validation, attention, acknowledgement, control, and acceptance. Pavel Simov, the author of Present Perfect, says that we can feed our hungry ghosts of perfectionism with the bread of acceptance in order to feel better about ourselves. As perfectionists, we strive for approval and validation. We try to peddle our talents and abilities in exchange for love and approval. And therefore, our sense of self-worth and love is based on others' thoughts of ourselves. We can become immune to disapproval, criticism, rejection, and invalidation when we begin to loosen the grip of self-judgment in favor of self-acceptance and self-love. The author of the book I mentioned a minute ago distinguishes between self-esteem and self-acceptance. He says that self-esteem is conditional and that we must meet certain conditions to determine our worth and value. When we do not meet these conditions, which can be internalized or externalized, we experience ourselves as fragmented rather than whole. The process of evaluation is ongoing and erodes at our sense of self-evaluation. It's based on comparison. You compare yourself to the reality of who you are and who you think you should be. You also compare yourself to others. Approval seekers want to know how they look in the mirror of their own mind and the mind of others. There is a value system that is based on utility or usefulness. However, value is always an opinion, subjective and beyond objective proof. What is valuable to one person may lack value to another. When we depend on approval, we lose our sense of self. We feel judged and self-conscious. Not all approval is good news, and not all disapproval is bad news. Self-acceptance opens us up to the reality of who we are at any given moment. Self-love is unconditional. It is the once and for all conclusion that you are who you are, and you are doing the best that you can at any moment in time. It is the recognition that you are unconditionally worldly worthy and valuable. Even if you are not valued, even if nobody else finds you useful, you are the path, support and comparison to your own well-being. From moment to moment, you are at your own service. Notice how you are sitting or resting, open to the sensations of the body, and allow yourself to notice your reality as it is in this moment. There is no better or best, no right or wrong. This is the beginning of self-love, opening to your experience as it is. without needing it to be different. Feel the support of the earth and let tension dissolve from your body, surrendering it back into the earth. Feel the tension from your body sink. If tension isn't releasing, just notice that too. Self-love seeks nothing, but notices what is happening in this moment. Connect with the stability of your inner posture. Notice the solidity of your bones and muscles, and the muscles that wrap around your bones. This attention to the container of your body withdraws your focus from the approval seeking and scanning of the outside world, where new neural pathways are established, nadis and meridians are cleared, and a deeper connection with your inner confidence and courage is developed. Feel the parts of your body that are connected to the ground underneath you, and let your whole body be breathed. Notice the space all around you, the space at the front of your body, the space to the left side of your body, the space to the right side of your body. Notice the space all around you. And connect with the sense of where you are in this present moment, in this room. Feel your breath at your nostrils. Follow your breath down through your nasal passageways into your soft throat, a hollow throat. Let there be space between your teeth. Let your tongue float in your mouth. Notice your ears. Listen for sounds far away. And then become aware of the sounds within the room, closer in. And while your ears can be open to all those sounds, far and near without evaluation, let your sense of hearing drop inward. Follow the ear canals to the center of your body. Letting go of judging sounds is good or bad. And let this become a time of inner listening. From ears to eyes, let go of all the ways you look outside of yourself for validation and approval. Let go of all the ways you compare yourself to others. Let go of all the ways you compare your present moment experience to a future that you visualize is somehow better. Allow your eyeballs to sink back. Let go of looking outside of yourself and visualizing a better future. Let your eyes sink back and down. Looking inside to the insight that is available right now in this present moment. Notice your skin. Feel the temperature of your skin. Feel where your clothes meet your skin. Feel the touch of air against your skin. Become aware of how your all five senses are wide open now. We're going to circulate your awareness through your body. Imagine this as like a specialized private acupuncture treatment to cultivate self-love. This acupuncture treatment will release the blockages of self-judgment, comparison, dependence on approval, and open to the flow of unconditional self-acceptance. It will free your energy to cultivate self-love and recognize your unconditional worthiness and value. Feel your whole body being breathed. Notice your head and your face. Feel the tension in your face and allow your face to soften. Notice your eyebrows, your eyes, your nose, your lips, your temples, your ears. Become aware of your whole face and your whole head. Notice your jaw. Allow your jaws to unhinge and your tongue to float in your mouth. Notice the hollow of your throat, the front of your neck, the back of your neck, your whole neck, your whole face, your whole head, and your whole neck. Notice your right shoulder, your left shoulder, and sense and feel your neck and shoulders. Notice your right shoulder, your right upper arm, right elbow, right forearm, right wrist, palm of the left hand, right hand, right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right fourth finger, right pinky finger, tip of the right thumb, tip of the right index finger, tip of the right middle finger, tip of the right ring finger, tip of the right little finger, the whole right hand, right wrist, right forearm, right elbow, right upper arm, right shoulder, Whole right arm resting heavy on the ground. Notice your right shoulder, your left shoulder, and sense and feel your neck and shoulders. Notice your left shoulder, your left upper arm, your left elbow, left forearm, left wrist, palm of the left hand, left thumb, left index finger, left middle finger, left fourth finger, left pinky finger, tip of the left thumb, tip of the index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of the ring finger, tip of the little finger, whole left hand, left wrist, left forearm, left elbow, left upper arm, left shoulder, whole left arm resting heavy on the ground. Notice your head, your face, your neck, your right shoulder, your left shoulder, your right arm, your left arm, heavy and sinking into the earth. Notice your chest, your upper back, your belly, your lower back, the left side of your torso, the rest of the right side of your torso, and your whole torso, softening, resting, and letting go down and into the earth. Breathe into your lower belly. Breathe into your lower back. Notice your pelvis, your right butt cheek, your left butt cheek, your sacrum. Notice your right hip, your right leg, your right knee, your right lower leg, your right ankle, your right foot, your right big toe, your right second toe, your right middle toe, your right fourth toe, your right little toe, the tip of the right big toe, tip of the right second toe, tip of the right middle toe, tip of the right fourth toe, tip of the right little toe, whole right foot, right ankle, right lower leg, right upper leg, right hip, and the whole right leg. Notice your left hip, your left upper leg, left knee, left lower leg, left ankle, left foot, left big toe, left second toe, left middle toe, left fourth toe, left little toe. Tip of the left big toe, tip of the left second toe, tip of the left middle toe, tip of the left fourth toe, tip of the left little toe, whole left foot, left ankle, left lower leg, left upper leg, hip, whole left leg, both legs resting heavy on the ground, whole body, Let your whole body be breathed and feel your breath flowing through your whole body. If you are willing, feel the sensation of judgment in your body. Let the feeling of judgment grow and amplify. When you feel ready, open your awareness to the sensation of acceptance in your body. And when you feel ready, allow judgment and acceptance to flow into each other without thinking about it. Allow yourself to feel both simultaneously. Notice yourself unrestricted by judgment and comparison. There's nothing to do, nothing to accomplish, nothing left to complete, nothing you need to get, nothing you need to know, and nowhere you need to be. So slowly, gently, and easily begin to transition from this place of spaciousness and gradually open and close your eyes a few times. Observe and sense the space within and around this threshold. Notice the space, the presence, accepting and open across all states of consciousness as you make the slow and gradual transition back. Acknowledge yourself for taking this time to cultivate self-love and recognize your unconditional value and worthiness. Looking after your own well-being from moment to moment, being your own support and companion is a beautiful act of self-love and self-service. Not only are you cultivating self-love as it is expressed in you and through your day, but also your awareness of how it is expressed in each living being in your life. Continue to cultivate the self-love as you attend to your own well-being throughout your day. Namaste. It's been my pleasure to guide you through your Noga Nidra. I'll see you soon.